This is just fucking hilarious. If you're in the know, then you probably know that by now the fucking Halo TV show, the you know, they was making a TV series based off of the Halo video game, that is now considered dead on arrival. Isn't that great? Is DOA. Which is another Xbox property. Isn't that funny? But yes, the Halo TV show is now considered fucking dead. Now, the hilariousness of this is with a recent interview that was done with like showrunners and a bunch of people who worked for either Microsoft or people who just like in general. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, people who work with Microsoft as well. As well as 343 Studios. Now, this is something I always thought was hilarious, and it was like, I'm gonna get to the like the nitty gritty of it later, but they work with 343 Studios to start off the Halo franchise. 343 Studios didn't start off the Halo franchise. Bungie did. So it's not like there's any bad blood between the companies to where it wouldn't make any sense to fucking speak to Bungie about Halo as well as 343 Studios. Like, 343 Studios just do the games now, and they systematically, aside from Halo Infinite just being liked by longtime fans and whatnot, it's not like this shit ain't got problems within the community of people who enjoy the Halo games. So that already is something that was fucking hilarious to me, but I digress. So in truth, what's crazy right now is the fact that they basically had an interview being done talking about the show and everything like that. And before the interview, there were critic reviews. In the critic reviews, a lot of people basically threw this damn show under the bus by talking about what exactly they saw and how much they were unimpressed by it. If anything, like the main comparison is The Mandalorian, which I immediately take as like a fuck, that's not a good thing. Because The Mandalorian itself was like, the first season was not that good. I mean, if anything, there's a overhype value with that kind of show simply because of the fact that it's Star Wars. So never doubt yourself by going like, I just thought it was okay. And it was like, yeah, because it was just okay. There's a thing when it comes to Star Wars and their fans and whatnot that just overhype anything. If it's shiny and new and it's just somewhat similar to their nostalgia, then they'll just praise it to high heavens like there ain't no tomorrow. So, I mean, to the point where they want the two dudes who did that show to run all of Star Wars now. And it's like, shut the fuck up. But basically, they were like, it was being compared to The Mandalorian, or basically doing the whole older fighter protecting the young little weak thingy, wolf and cub type of scenario. Which is whatever, you know, a tale as old as time. So nothing that crazy about doing that. But in the cusp of The Mandalorian, like on its second season, and following that concept, and then you're doing another space Odyssey kind of show, realistically, that seems in bad taste. Especially considering the fact that the Halo game franchise doesn't run under that concept. So now we get into a main problem that the show basically has, to where it was like, you know, they initially just wanted to copy the success of Mandalorian. It was like, from the outside looking in, like that's all they were doing. They wanted to copy the success of Mandalorian using another little space adventure, and they were just going to do Halo to get that. Fine. Here comes the weird thing. The showrunners and a lot of the people responsible for the damn show said purposefully they chose not to look at the games. Whew. It's a known fucking fact that video games have a curse when it comes to being adapted into anything live action. This is a fucking fact. This is something that has been plaguing the video game industry for years, as no one has been able to successfully make a live action adaptation. And before you say anything, a lot of people like to jump on Sonic nuts, and yes, Sonic is a good movie. Like, I do enjoy, and I think Sonic is a great movie. But Sonic is far from being Sonic. That is not how the video games work. That is not how the video games function. It's not. It's just, it's a good movie, mind you. So, gotta give it credit on that. But, my God, if it ain't Sonic, like, it is not Sonic. So, never bet your bottom dollar that they're gonna do shit right. So, with that being the case, literally, out of all movies and renditions of things that come out on video games, Sonic is the only thing that has been remotely entertaining. So, what the fuck does that mean? And I was like, well, if anything, with that being such a high issue, like a major issue when it comes to video game adaptations, you would assume that upon sitting there and stating that you're gonna make a fucking Halo TV show, that you would do everything in your power to make sure that you appease the motherfuckers who ushered in the franchise in the first fucking place, who are gamers, right? So here's the fucking kicker. They purposefully said that they chose not to look at the video games, like none of the video games at all. They just strictly wanted to do their own shit using the Halo name. They decided to take a bunch of characters as well as a bunch of concepts that was done in the books, which Halo has, which is whatever, and that's it. That's all that they were going to do. And 343 Studios was like, that's totally fine. And no one sat there and questioned the fact that 343 Studios didn't start Halo. They just took an IP that was already done, and then they started making games for it. Them bitches didn't start shit. So talking to them or even beginning any type of concept with them makes absolutely no sense. They're not the front runners. So, well, they weren't the front runners. But also, the fact remains that that Halo itself in its entirety has a video game that presents to you an already well-established story. Now, me personally, I never owned an Xbox in my entire life. I say that with pride. I am a Sony pony. But I never owned an Xbox in my entire life, right? So, because I've never owned an Xbox, I have never played any Halo game. Now, you know, back in the day in school when they used to, motherfuckers used to pop that shit up on their, you know, you bring that up on Microsoft all willy-nilly and you just be in class shooting motherfuckers, I regret to inform you that I was too busy reading manga. That's how that went. But yeah, I've never played Halo before. So because I've never played Halo before, therein lies a huge fucking problem, or therein lies something that I actually was looking forward to when it came to this TV show. I would like to have seen anything in the Halo story. I'm actually a big fan of Red versus Blue, back when it was good.
what does that mean?
Just the regular Red versus Blue, people. No, nothing else. None of the special, crazier shit. Just the regular Red versus Blue. Lavernius Tucker, Church, all that good stuff. But yeah, it was something that I actually was looking forward to, because it was like, hey, something that'll be an intro into the Halo series. I've seen the Fall of Reach movie. I've seen the little movie that was about the origin of Master Chief. All of that. Like, I've watched that, and I thought those were entertaining. I'm actually a huge fan of Starship Troopers, so a space epic that involves fucking aliens fighting and whatnot is something that was right up my alley. And then I liked military concepts within, like, galactical... like, really, like, any space odyssey that has military concepts, I really enjoy and I like. So, I was looking forward to watching the damn thing, right? I was like, hey, this will be a nice little intro into the Halo series for me. It looked nice, it looked like it was hitting a lot of the points right, and it was like, that was fine. But now, I know for a fact that that is not what I'm going to get. It's not anything that would resemble anything from fucking Halo, because they chose not to follow the game. So here's the stupid thing about this. This is literally the mindset of everyone who has ever done any fucking video game adaptation ever. And it has never worked. So why do they keep allowing it to happen? They even gave credit to Microsoft for just basically allowing them to do whatever the fuck they wanted, which again, makes no goddamn sense. Shit, it seems so far-fetched that you would sit there and allow them to just do whatever fucking narrative they want when you have a clearly designed narrative right there in front of you. And it's like, this is what the people like. This is what drew them to fucking Halo. It's not just the gameplay, the story, the concept, and the characters themselves all usher in the fandom. All of that is the reason why people love this series so much. It's one of the reasons why people say Master Chief taking off his helmet is a no-no, because he does not do that. All of that shit is relevant towards what made the game special. And these are things that they immediately piss on because they don't fucking care. They don't know anything about the game. They don't care anything about the game. And it's like, they read the books. And it's like, bitch, where the fuck do you think the books came from? Where do you think this original idea and this popularity came from? It ain't for damn sure no fucking book sales. Hell, they just recently had a big video game release that did wonders for Microsoft. So why would you not try your damnedest to follow said books? It doesn't make any fucking sense. It was like watching the goddamn Assassin's Creed movie. If you ever have the displeasure of seeing the Assassin's Creed movie, then you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. But the Assassin's Creed movie has got to be, like, is a terrible fucking movie. And one of the highlights that they tried to say for the movie was the fact that the movie itself used the orchestra from the fucking video games. And it's like, what the fuck that got to do with anything? Well, you see, they couldn't make a story or connect anything from the video games because motherfuckers fired the original creator of Assassin's Creed. Because, you know, Ubisoft was smart as hell. So they got rid of the original creator of Assassin's Creed because he didn't want to make a elongated franchise. But that's something that they was like, oh, hell no, we got to milk this damn pony. And like, pony ain't got no milk. We gonna milk this pony. So that's exactly what happened with that damn thing. And then it just led into some of the it's a stupid fucking movie that has nothing to do with Assassin's Creed. Not only that, it's boring as shit because no one knew what the fuck they was doing, but they made a movie and it was terrible. And so it's like every other iteration of every other video game that has ever existed keeps constantly having live action adaptations, and they keep ruining everything because they do not follow the source material, which is not a book, it's not an idea, it's not a concept, it is a fucking video game. The least you can do is play the fucking video game. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that concept. You're making a video game adaptation. You are trying to coin in on one, the fandom that already pre-exists, that loves the video game, as well as a brand new audience that would be interested in learning something about a story that is on a video game that they did not play. Again, that was the main drawing point for me to want to see the fucking movie, is the fact that I've never played Halo before. So seeing a movie, so seeing a TV show that would introduce Halo and the characters and whatnot, which seems like a very good idea because it's a very popular series that I know nothing about, and just learning about something would be better than knowing about nothing. And now I know for a fact that that means nothing, because what I'm going to get is going to be a crock of shite. Damn, this is stupid. It's disgusting why this shit is getting like this when it's like it does not need to. It is so easy to just do, like, the bare minimum is to just do something that is like accepting of what the original was, which realistically is what the Sonic movie did. It did the bare minimum to me. At the end of the movie, by playing the Green Hill Zone theme, I thought this movie, I was like, this entire movie has had a lackluster approach when it came to the music, which is a major focus of the Sonic games, and it being such a big fucking deal in all of the Sonic games, even up to date. Music is a big fucking deal in those games. And It's like one of the most iconic traits about the fucking video game. And then by the end of the movie, you get a song with like Lil Yachty and some other who gives a fuck type of rappers. And it's like, these motherfuckers know they didn't even grow up on Sonic like that. So why even approach them with this concept? I get that people like them and they're supposedly famous and whatever, but no. Get someone who actually has musical talent. Not just anyone because they have music in their name. But also the movie itself had a lackluster approach to music. And he played the Green Hill Zone theme at the very end when it showed like the town, and it was like, it's just like, it's, well, isn't that like it's showing you that they respect the past? And it's like, not really. It's like this whole movie could have been filled with mixes as well as different interpretations of like original Sonic 1 themes and level designs, which would have been a cool little interesting thing to have, because it's not like people would be deterred by that, or they would sit there and go, oh, this music is from the game, this ain't original, fuck this. Like, you already got the permission to use it, use all of it. You fuckers. But nah. It's like, just nah, god damn it. So this is something that really, really fucking disgusted me. Like, I was like, hey, something that'll be introducing the Halo story. Hell, I liked the little story that they did, the little animated movie that was about Master Chief's origin. And it's like, yeah, what they did was kind of crazy just to make the Spartan project. It was like, that shit is crazy. And I have friends that have played Halo. I have friends that play Halo damn near professionally. So it has always been something that's like, yeah, this shit is popular as fuck. And learning about it and me not playing the games because I'm not going to play the games is cool. Like, that is an okay thing. But, I mean, I didn't held out hope that it was going to be the best thing ever. But much like with Sonic, it being the bare minimum is the best I can hope for. And that's all that I was really looking towards. But now I see we don't get the bare minimum. We got the crust. We got dirty fingernails in our shit. We got grubby little fingers curling through our video games. That's what we got. We got them all inside our games, and they think they know our games, but they don't know no game. Motherfuckers. God damn it. This is so disheartening. Now, what's stupid is that you got someone who essentially was like, I know one of the arguments when it came towards them basically not following the video games was the fact that someone said, it was like, well, we didn't want the, essentially it was like the narrative of the video games is something that they didn't want, and in contrast to what the narrative of the show was. It was like, I'm paraphrasing like a motherfucker right now, but essentially what it boiled down to was, they didn't want the video game story to compromise the story that they were going to make up for the fucking show. And you can't help but rack your fucking brain around that as like a, what? Nigga, what? like, what? I was like, what the fuck? Where do you think this shit come from? Like, how do you have that mindset working for a fucking... It's like you work for a company that produced a video game that got popular enough to get a TV show made about it because it's been selling in the millions and the billions for years. And your first thought when you decide to adapt that shit to a TV show is to look at the video game and piss on it. Are you serious? Like, what the fuck? God, that's so stupid. This so idiotically, it just narratively, like, how the fuck do you cope with life like this? Oh man. And then anything else, like, this would have been a perfect opportunity to just contact somebody from Bungie who previously worked on Halo or something like that, one of the book authors or something like that. A multitude of people should have been contacted, because it should have been something where I was like, yo, we're going at this with the mindset of appeasing fans, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have this fucking show. But this is like, it's the same story over and over and over again, and no one is learning their fucking lesson. And it's disgusting to even think that you could hold out hope that anyone would even possibly try to attempt to do shit like this correctly. But nonetheless, it doesn't mean that, like, you have to sit there and conform to the fact that this endless waltz of bullshittery is not something that we should be, like, generally upset about. Like, I wonder why, like, why would corporations, as well as people who actually shell out so much fucking money and put that into shit like this, believe that any of these things would work without either consulting the fans or the original creators of the content? Because the shit obviously just doesn't, it doesn't mesh well. It is not a working formula. You guys are losing out on money big time. Hell, the fucking Mortal Kombat movie that came out was something that was completely fucking ridiculous, and everyone called it out on it. And then they was talking about, well, we're not thinking of franchises, but we are thinking of giving a TV show to Johnny Cage and a movie to this character and a movie to that character. But we're not thinking of franchising it out, not at all. We're making Mortal Kombat for Mortal Kombat's sake. And then what happened? And it was like, immediately, the damn thing introduced a brand new character. It fucked up the history of a bunch of other characters. And the action was subpar at best. It just had finishers. You just got the bloody finishers. Whatever. So, I am not at all impressed, nor am I surprised at this concept or what the fuck's been going on. But ultimately, I'm just saddened. This was going to be how I get to know stuff about the Halo series. And now it ain't. Now it's going to be something else. I'm most likely still going to watch it, because, like I said, I still enjoy those space military type shows and whatnot. But for the most part, like, I'm going to review it and critically talk about it like crazy. But this shit right here, yeah, I urge anyone that's a fan of Halo to just not even give a fuck. Because, like I said, this bitch is dead on arrival. So, yeah, that's it for that one.